Big news, one generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. Can AI help solve a national health crisis? It's complicated. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. Artificial intelligence has touched pretty much every sector of our economy, and healthcare is no exception. Well, AI is now being used to help fight the nation's opioid crisis, which has claimed well over a million American lives and has affected millions more who continue to struggle with addiction. Data crunching technology can flag doctors who might be overprescribing pain meds and single out patients at risk for overdosing on opioids. But experts are raising big questions about how the AI behind the secret formulas driving all of this works, asking how accurate they are and how biases might figure in. Sam Whitehead from KFF Health News reports.
Last year, as Elizabeth Amaralt waited in a hospital in Fort Wayne, Indiana for an MRI, her pain was intense. She asked a nurse for medication to help, but he said her NARCS score, a rating that tracks narcotics use, was too high. She didn't know what that was.
I was crying. It was very stressful that I felt like he was judging me based off of something that I didn't even know anything about.
Amaralt later learned about NARCS Care, the software platform behind the score. It uses an algorithm to determine a patient's risk of opioid overdose. Amaralt has seen a lot of doctors over the years to manage a host of chronic health conditions that cause intense pain. She's one of nearly 52 million Americans who suffer from chronic pain, and Amaralt can control it with opioids.
Apparently, me being sick and having a bunch of surgeries and different doctors, apparently all of that goes against me.
The NARCS Care platform uses data, like how strong your prescription is or how many pharmacies you've used. Nearly every state has a system that tracks opioid prescribing. More than half of states, hundreds of healthcare facilities, and most major pharmacy retailers use NARCS Care. The overdose risk score it generates comes from what health economist Jason Gibbons from the Colorado School of Public Health calls a black box algorithm. Researchers can't see inside to scrutinize it.
We're concerned that it's not working as intended and it's harming patients. And so we need to really sort of pierce the veil to see what's going on to make sure we're not doing more harm than good with it.
Something researchers in the public just don't know. A company called Bamboo Health owns NARCS Care. I asked how often its formula gets it right. The company didn't say, but it did say doctors should always make final clinical decisions, not the algorithm. Because sometimes algorithms make mistakes.
It sucks when we get it wrong.
William Mapp is chief tech officer for software firm Clarent. His company's developed algorithms that state and federal law enforcement agencies use to identify questionable behavior involving opioid prescriptions.
We're constantly trying to get to that point where there are fewer things that are wrong.
Clarent says its tech has been used to identify so-called pill mill doctors. Some physicians say they've been improperly flagged by such systems. Still, Gibbons from the Colorado School of Public Health says when they get things right, these algorithms can be helpful.
There's definitely a role for AI in reducing overdoses. I think it's just a matter of making sure that the technology is working as intended.
But he says without being able to see inside these systems, that's basically impossible.
That was Sam Whitehead at KFF Health News. Researchers at Stony Brook University recently created an AI model that uses social media posts to identify communities at risk of large increases in deaths from opioid use. The hope is that these projections might help prevent more loss of life in the future. AI is also being used to speed up development of medications that treat opioid addiction, aiding in a process that can be both long and expensive. For more on how AI is being used to respond to the opioid crisis, we've got links on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.